والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. So we were discussing about the rulings of the Qasr prayers. And we talked about the conditions already. Now, the one condition that was left undiscussed was the distance. And today is the turn for that condition. Distance, in Arabic we call it masafa. So we need to make sure the masafa, the distance is there. That means the Islamic distance is necessarily fulfilled and traveled, which is 4 farsakh, 1 way, and 4 farsakh return, and the total has to be 8 farsakh necessarily. Now, what is a farsakh? A farsakh is defined as follows. Yes, this is the last one. This is the going into too much details, but this is the conversion used to be in old times. One farsakh is equal to 3 miles of today, which was equal to 4,000 zira, means the arm's length. The length of the arm is called zira. And one arm's length is equal to 24 fingers combined. Together, 24 fingers combined equals to the one arm's length distance. And one finger is taken as equal to the width of 7 grains, and one grain equal to 7 hairs. So, basically, this is what is related to us right now, that one farsakh distance is equal to 3 miles. So you have to go 4 farsakh on one way and 4 farsakh coming back. Necessarily, you have to go on the way going, you have to have 4 farsakh, not less than that. It's a condition. And we already discussed, if you go 3 farsakh on one side and you come back 5 farsakh, then you cannot pray qasr. So one of the conditions is that you necessarily go 4 farsakh, and the total has to be 8. So it is possible that you go 5 farsakh one way, and return you come back 3 farsakh. Let's suppose you are here in somewhere, and you have to go a distance which is somewhere here. So, and then there's a road like this. So this distance is like 5 farsakh, and return is like 3 farsakh. That's okay. Then your salat will be qasr, in this travel, if the rest of the conditions are also fulfilled. So you have to necessarily going has to be 4 farsakh, not less than that. It can be more, but it cannot be less. Coming back has to be, such that the total 8 is accumulated. So it can be possible you go 5 farsakh and you return back 3. Total is 8, that's okay. So it's okay if you go 4 farsakh and return is 4 farsakh, that's okay. But if you go 3 farsakh and return back 5 farsakh, it's not okay. Okay, in this case, it's not okay. Then you pray full. 4 and 3 is also not okay, because that's out of question. Total is not 8. Total has to be 8.
So there has to be 8 or more, and at least 4 of them have to be towards...
Yes, going should be 4. So this in kilometers equals to 22.5 kilometers one way and 22.5 kilometers return, and the total becomes 45 kilometers distance. Okay? And you can take out miles yourself. Okay? So that's the shari'i distance that you need to travel necessarily to make your prayers qasr. Distance in Arabic is called masafa. So you have to go the masafa shari'iyya, the Islamic distance. Islamic distance means 45 kilometers in total, necessarily 22.5 kilometers going. Not less than that, which is 4 farsakh. Not less than 4 farsakh. It can be more, like 5 and 3. It can be 4 and 4, but it should not be 3 and 5.
So now, where does that start? If your home was...
Yeah, we are coming to that point. We are coming.
So, if you go somewhere 4 farsakh, but you don't know how long, how many the distance coming back.
Yeah, that's, we are coming to that point as well. We are coming to that point. How to define the distance. We are coming to that point.
And on the way there, you pray full until you get to 4 farsakh?
If you are fulfilling all the conditions, you will start praying qasr when you leave the Islamic limits of the city. If you remember, we defined the Islamic limits, hudud and limits. There's an Islamic definition of the word limits. How does Islam consider, what is the definition of the limits of any city? Islamic definition of limits. When you depart the Islamic definition of the limit of the city, you start praying qasr. Now, what's the definition? We talked about that. Islamic definition. Huh?
I don't remember.
Okay, then if not, I will talk about that as well. So now... Yeah, that's okay. Limit is always less than 4 farsakh. Limit of the city is always less, because you depart the limit, that's where you start your travel. Your odometer counts from the limits. This 4 farsakh distance, 22.5 kilometer distance, where do you start counting? The zero starts from the limit. So distance is always after the limit, but from the...
Right after you
Correct.
Don't wait until you cross.
Correct. You start praying Qasr as soon as you cross the Islamic limit.
Even if you're in a city that's large enough that...
We are coming to that as well. What is the definition of the limit, which will include that. So now, how to, first of all, how to determine the distance? Okay. How to determine the distance? The first, your own yaqeen, which means 100% knowledge, certitude, your own yaqeen and certainty. If you are having yaqeen, you are 100% sure, then you will follow your yaqeen. That's the first way to determine. The second is that two adil people, two adil men bear witness. Two adil men bear witness that this and this and distance, in our opinion, is, 22.5 kilometer one way, return is 22.5, so the total is 45 kilometers. Two other people bear the witness, so that's okay. Their witness is accepted by Yina Shara'iyya. The third way to determine the distance is, if it's mashhoor, means famous and well known among the people. It's well known among the people. Something with well known obviously has certain reasons behind it, and if it's has shohrat and it's well known among the people that this distance is that much, so then you can rely on that. And the fourth thing is one adil man bears witness. In that case, the law says you have to pray qasr plus full, because it's not proven. If you have one adil person bearing witness, so you have to pray qasr and full prayers, both. So for zuhur, for example, you pray qasr, the zuhur qasr, then you pray the full zuhur, then you pray the asr qasr, then you pray the full asr. Okay? Like this.
And so is wajib niyat,
wasn't it? Qurbatan ilallah. Obviously, zuhur is wajib, but which one is wajib? It will, whatever is in your neck, ma fi dhimma.
If you are praying maximum, why do you have to do the qasr?
The distance is not proven for you.
But yeah, but normally you do your full prayers, then your obligation is fulfilled, right?
No. If your obligation may be qasr, it will not be fulfilled.
I'm doing more than one.
It doesn't matter. That's, Allah did not ask you to do more. Allah asks you, we don't know. If Allah asks you to do qasr, you are not supposed to do full.
But so this is for the common case where you are not sure, two people are not there, and it's not well known, and one person says that's a reliable person, other person says it's more. But you don't have another witness, you don't have yaqeen. So for instance, if you come to 100% yaqeen with the one for other person saying, then
you are not relying on one person, you are relying on your yaqeen.
And
one adil person's statement is not hujjah in Islam.
Right. But then, like for instance, you gain yaqeen because this person is an expert in geography or whatever. And you
Yeah, so your yaqeen is hujjat, not his witness. One adil person, with due respect to that just person, but it's not relied upon in the Sharia, unless there are two adil people. So,
but you can gain yaqeen any which way, any way you.
Yeah, except if you are very quick in gaining yaqeen, then your yaqeen will no longer be hujjat. We discussed that as well. You know, yaqeen of qat'ul qatta laysa bihujjatin. So if a person who is qatta means he gains the qat, and yaqat means yaqeen as well in Arabic. So if you gain yaqeen very fast, very quickly, very often, your yaqeen is not hujjat. Yaqeen of a regular person who doesn't acquire yaqeen easily is hujjat. But any person who ends up having yaqeen so quickly, and you know, so much, so quickly, is not hujjat. So, now, beginning of the Islamic distance. Now, limits of the city. Let's come to the point, what is the Islamic limits? Yes. One finger is equal to 7 sha'irat, 7 grains. Yes. The limits. Hudud, limits of the city. What are the limits? Islamic definition of a limit. Islamic definition of a limit is that either leaving the wall. In old days, there used to be wall for every city. If you leave the wall is the limit. So you are now out of the limit. There are no walls right now for any city there is wall any longer. So in old days, there used to be. So this is one of the ways. The second way is point. No, checkpoint is not Islamic criteria. Point of azan no longer heard. If you'd go so far away that at that point the adhan of the city is no longer heard. Again, this is also not applicable in so many places. Isn't it right? Not every place has masjids and masjids very close by. And in every neighborhood, there's supposed to be a masjid and the voice is heard usually. So if you travel a distance as far from that neighborhood of the city, there that adhan of that masjid, the last masjid, is no longer heard for you. That also is not going to apply in so many places today. So the third way is applicable for us, which is the last houses of the city are no longer visible. The last houses of the city are no longer visible. These are the three ways how we determine the limits, Islamic limits of the city. Now, in some cases nowadays, we have big metropolitan areas. In big metropolitan areas, houses are connected. What, from one neighborhood to the other neighborhood, isn't it right? That's so. If it's a, this is where we will take. If the population of a city, let's suppose this is one city, and the population is expanding due to various reasons and businesses and all that. This used to be one city. This used to be also another city. This used to be another city, but now this city, its business and is expanding and expanding and expanding, and now those cities are inside it. And this is exactly what is happening nowadays. So this whole metropolitan area is now counted to be one city. Okay? But this had the population expanded so much. This used to be a city, yes, but right now the population of this city has increased so much that it has taken all those inside it. And this is now counted to be one greater metropolitan area. So when you depart from, let's suppose you live here, for example, you live here, you start departing here, so up till here you will continue seeing the houses. Up till here you will continue seeing them. Probably when you reach here or here, this is where you will stop seeing the last houses of the city. I'm just assuming probably here, isn't it right? So from whatever point where you stop seeing the last houses of the city on the way and the road on the freeway that you have chosen, on that freeway, when in walking or driving on that freeway, when you stop seeing the last houses of the greater metropolitan area, this is where you press your odometer and start counting 22.5 kilometers from here. That is the Islamic limit of the greater metropolitan areas. Is that clear?
So I am in all this, there were walls, right? Walls. Now there are signs says, welcome to shoreline.
Yeah,
welcome to Everett. Goodbye, Everett.
Shoreline city
limit. Yeah, that's not counted. Those signs are not counted.
But the form of the, it used to be wall, now it's signs.
Yeah, there's maps. Describe the boundary now, and the boundary is well defined, like the wall used to define it. So why can't we follow the boundary of the line?
Yeah, because cities are growing. The reason why you cannot count is that one city is not just that much, which is here. It's actually, I mean, here in America, you see people are calling the city to be. Like downtown Seattle is just the downtown area, and it's very close by areas and houses. All the rest of the city is not part of the Seattle. It's all Shoreline is a different city, Mount Lake Terrace is a different city, Bothell is a different city, isn't it right? So these are all neighborhoods which are now called cities for their own administrative convenience. They have different post office, police. Yeah, you can say, but one greater metropolitan area where the population is increasing because of the city.
The central city.
Yes, and the best, one of the best examples is Los Angeles, if you are, or New York, if you are familiar with that. City of New York right now is called only the island of Manhattan. It's called City of New York is only that. But even in their own books, when they talk about, you look, pick up the tourism books and all that, they say, even they include the Newark Airport, which is not even part of state of New York, it's part of the state of New Jersey. Even they include the Newark Airport, part of the greater New York metropolitan area. Oh, definitely, Long Island, up to Long Island, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, there's a, you know, Williamsburg, Coney Island, it's all part of Greater New York, up to Long Island, because all the population of that area has actually expanded because of New York. If there was no New York, nobody would bother to, you know, start coming living there. And New Jersey, Newark Airport is technically part of New Jersey State, but they include it into New York. New Jersey was very scarcely populated. People used to, people populated New Jersey because of the business in New York. They used to work in New York and drive back to New Jersey because it's cheaper housing.
So by that expansion, New Jersey is a proper city because New York is there. If New York was not there, New Jersey would not
be there. I mean, the population expanded of that city. It's that city which is the reason of having expansion of the population. Right. People are actually expanding because, you know, living because of that city. This is how we define a greater city. A greater city is defined when one city is expanding, isn't it right? It can take into other cities inside it.
But then how do you, is New Jersey separate or is part of New York?
Well, it all depends on the URF. New Jersey, to the best of my, the way I distinguish, my tashkhis, the way I distinguish it, it's separate. Because I don't think the URF considers those cities of New Jersey. New Jersey doesn't have any big city. No, small cities. All cities are very small. None of the cities is actually a big city.
So you know. New York.
I was just mentioning the Newark Airport, which is at the close by corner of New York. So it's, and basically, you know, it takes so many flights of New York in it. People are coming to, actually they're coming to New York because the JFK airport is so much crowded, they take a flight coming to Newark. So it's nothing but, it's all about New York.
So is the city of Newark then entire city or part of New York metro or only the...
That depends on, we have to analyze whether the population is there, you know, expanded because of New York. The city of that area also or not. So
it's based on a central city.
Yeah. But the URF says the whole, like, greater Los Angeles area is one city. Los Angeles is just the downtown and surroundings.
That's not,
the whole LA is one city.
It's huge.
Yes. Orange County and San Bernardino Valley, most of it, which is the biggest county in the U.S., San Bernardino, which has any population area which has grown because of LA and expanded, and it is, you know, it's the URF counts as one big city.
So
it's
San
all
Diego
part of one. San Diego is very far away. Yeah, there's a big gap between two cities,
so
huge gap. Yeah, that's where we are going to come to the fatwa of Imam Khomeini. In his fatwa, he was the first mujtahid to give that fatwa, that within one greater metropolitan area, if the distance is complete, then your prayers will be qasr even inside the greater metropolitan area. It was he who gave that fatwa for the first time. So in his fatwa, the limits, the hudud, the limits of, if you are living in a greater metropolitan area, for example, LA, and the limits, Islamic limits, is the doorstep of your house. When you step out of the doorstep with the niyat of traveling that much distance and coming back that much distance, you are a traveler. So stepping out of your house, you pray qasr. That was his fatwa for the greater metropolitan areas.
But then if you're going to work, then the other one would apply because you are kasir in that way.
In his fatwa, no, kasir safar. Kasir al-Safar, oft traveler or frequent traveler, his prayers is qasr, not full, in the fatwa of Imam Khomeini.
And so even if you're traveling for work every day?
Well, if your profession is traveling like pilot, then obviously your prayers are full, like we defined with all those conditions. But otherwise, if you're commuting for the sake of travel, your prayers will become qasr in his fatwa.
Oh, every day, basically, when you're going, commuting to work.
Yeah, I mean, a frequent traveler doesn't have the prayer qasr.
Right.
Well, it doesn't have the prayer full.
Does not
have the prayer full. Fatwa. That means it will pray qasr.
So that's just not well.
So,
but
there's a definition for frequent traveler, all the maraje.
No, there is a difference. I mean, the rest of the maraje, there's a quite difference in the frequent traveler issue.
So is there any other marja that says if you meet the distance limit within the same city, you still consider the frequent traveler?
There are some who said the same fatwa after Imam Khomeini, like Ayatollah Fadil Lankarani, rahmatullah alayhi, his fatwa was the same as Imam Khomeini's fatwa, that within the greater metropolitan area, your prayers is qasr. Yeah, why not? Seattle is a greater area. You know, in my personal tashkhis, the way I determine, is that starting from Mill Creek in the north, up till SeaTac Airport. It's all and eastward, all those areas of Kent and Issaquah and Bellevue and Kirkland, all those Redmond, all part of one greater metropolitan area. Huh? Snoqualmie, I think, is far away because there is a gap and the population is no longer visible. Yeah, Issaquah population is connected. You continue to see the population. So up till, according to my tashkhis, is from Mill Creek, because after Mill Creek, there's a distance and then there's Everett. So Everett is a different city. It's not connected to Seattle, to greater Seattle. But up till Mill Creek, it's all connected population up till SeaTac Airport in the south, which is, they call it SeaTac, you know, it's both of the cities, Seattle and Tacoma. So the population expanded, up, according to my tashkhis, from Mill Creek to SeaTac is one city.
Yeah. Everett is far, but I think Everett is kind of connected, right, although it's a very different. I think Everett, initially, if you see, the reason was not necessarily Seattle. Everett had their own Boeing plant or whatever. But, so that was the reason, but I think now it has merged.
Yeah, maybe there is a time coming where Everett becomes part, according to my tashkhis, where Everett becomes part of the greater Seattle when the population of Seattle is increasing constantly and it becomes all connected.
So I live in Everett, then if I go to Kent and Renton, is that Kassar for me?
No. According to my tashkhis, Everett and Mill Creek is very, very close to each other. It's like...
You're just contradicting yourself. You said Mill Creek was the border.
Yeah, so you find from border to border. Border to border of the destination city. So border of Everett to the border of Seattle, which is Mill Creek. So from border of Everett to border... One border to the one to the other border of the destination city. So border of Everett till the border of Mill Creek is it? So it's like 2 miles or 3 miles or less than that.
Not within the travel. Like, so for instance, if he's outside the border of Everett and he's traveled 40 miles into Seattle, like
that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
That counts in the fatwa of Imam Khomeini only who considers prayers to be qasr within the greater metropolitan area. So in the fatwa of Imam Khomeini, if I travel from Linwood to Issaquah, my prayers will be qasr. Because that's the, I'm traveling way more than 22.5 kilometers within the greater metropolitan area, my prayers will be qasr.
But he left his metro area, right? His metro is Everett metro.
Yeah, see, the point is leaving from the limits, Islamic definition of the limits, quote unquote.
Right.
Islamic definition of the limits of your city of residence.
Right.
To the limits of the destination city, not your destination.
Oh.
You go to your office far deep into the city, that's not counted. Limit to the limit. Limit of Everett to the limit of Seattle, which is Mill Creek, in my opinion, from limits of Everett to limits of Mill Creek. It's like 2 miles or less than that.
Depending on where you are.
Depending on where you are, yeah, but it's very close.
Well,
so limit to limit is very close.
But city limit to city limit, right? So it doesn't matter where
It does not matter, except in the fatwa of Imam Khomeini.
Except for him, right? The exception aside.
For Everett, it won't matter in his fatwa either, but if you are living in Seattle, it will matter because Seattle is a greater metropolitan area. But Everett is not a greater metropolitan area, it's a small city.
Right, so he leaves Everett, and he's like really north of Everett, like he's on the Mansfield Everett border, but he's in Everett. So he's leaving Everett. Because Everett and Seattle Metro are very close, so it does not matter where in Seattle Metro he goes from the outside limit, the northmost limit of Everett.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Limit of,
yeah, you'll
Seattle, it doesn't count because they are neighboring cities and the distance between their border is not.
Yeah, that's not counted. So from the place where you stop seeing the houses, for example, I wrote here. This, for example, if you stop seeing the last houses of the greater city at this point, press your odometer of the car and start counting your mileage or kilometers from that point. From that point to the limits, Islamic limits of your destination city. So let's suppose you live in Los Angeles and you are going to San Diego, which is also a big city, smaller than LA, but still a big city. from the limits, Islamic limits, let's suppose, is here. This is where you stop seeing the last houses of greater LA. So this is the limit. From here you start your odometer of the car up till this point where you start seeing the first houses of San Diego. This is the limit. So this distance you will count.
This has to be
22.5 kilometers precisely, at least, or more. And if it's less distance, your salat is not full, not qasar.
So if it's two metro areas, then you do the same boundary criteria, and between the boundaries have to be the distance.
Yes, between the stomach limits. Definition of the limit, hudud.
Except for him,
yeah.
For him, it's from your, the door of your house to the distance.
If in his fatwa, it was if you were living in a greater metropolitan area, you're going from one point to, for example, this point. From here, you're going here, and the distance is, for example, in Seattle, I go from Linwood to Kent. Obviously, it's 22.5, more than 22.5 kilometers. So my prayers will be qasr. Where I'll start praying? When I step out of the house. Let's suppose I go on a, let's take I-5 south, and I take the first rest area, I'll pray qasr. It's just like maybe 1 mile away from my house, but I'll pray qasr.
So with that same fatwa, according to Imam Khomeini, if you plan to go to a different city that's outside of your limit, then you start measuring from the door of your house, or do you start measuring from limit to limit?
If you go to, limits of a city, if you are living in a greater metro area, let's suppose here you live, according to his fatwa, your doorstep, when you step out of it, your doorstep is your limit, Islamic limit in his fatwa. So we start counting from here, the distance till the limit of San Diego, which is here. So from the door of your city up till this point is the limit.
So from door to
the limits, door to the Islamic limits. Yeah.
If it's outside the city, then it's from door to city limit.
Yeah. Because from the city limits, yes. Because yeah, but the thing is that so now I understand your question, what you are trying to say. If you are going to a place which is which is inside the city. Is that right? This is what you're counting. Yeah, no. I will double check that matter, but I, to the best of what I recall, I don't think you will go to, in a different city, when if in a, in one greater metropolitan area, from your house to that spot, you will count. But if you're going, stepping out of the limits of the city, then you are not going to count the distance inside that city. You'll count the Islamic limits of the city which is outside, to the best of what I recall. But I will double check. I'll double check it.
But the beginning remains that point.
Yeah, beginning your home. In his fatwa, it's your doorstep is your limit.
And the way he described, I think the huge metros are basically within, four you can travel within them, and that's why that limit question.
Oh yeah, that's right. You can travel.
Limit is always outside that because your city is too big that you can travel within so I think the
Ayatollah Khomeini. Imam Khomeini, yes.
So Ayatollah Khomeini does not have the limit.
No,
right?
No.
So for now, we can say if you go to a different city, to a destination inside another city, then you, for now, we can say from the door of your house to the city limit of the next city, but you will double check.
Yeah, city limits is what is in my mind, but I will double check it. Because
is there any other marja that has the same fatwa regarding living in a big metropolitan city?
Ayatollah Fadhil Lankarani had it, yeah.
But not among them.
Yeah, so, yeah, the fatwa of Ayatollah Sistani and Ayatollah Khamenei both is not like this.
So, based on the city limit,
Yeah, Tacoma is full. Your prayers will be qasr. Tacoma, your prayers will be qasr because that's way far. Even if you start counting the odometer from SeaTac Airport up to the limits of where you start seeing the first houses of Tacoma, it's more than 22.5 kilometers. Yeah. It's a long distance.
Like 14 miles, right? So Marysville, in according to your question, Marysville. Now, Marysville is basically between, is after Everett. And Seattle and Everett are together, but do we calculate the distance from the Seattle, like whatever the northern limit was basically?
Yeah, from Mill Creek approximately, yeah.
Mill Creek to the
first place where we start seeing the houses, yeah.
In Marysville.
Hmm.
You
have to check once by your odometer, see how much is the distance.
From where to where?
From approximately from Mill Creek, where you stop seeing the houses of Mill Creek, to the point where you start seeing the houses of Marysville. Once, you have to check it for the first time.
So then basically suppose they are, then the whole Marysville area, wherever you go.
The Salat will be Qasr.
And if it's not, then the whole Marysville area, for instance, if it's like 22 kilometers, not 22.5, then basically
Yeah, because it's not a greater metropolitan area, so it counts from the limits of the city only, up to the limits of the destination city, not inside it. But that, for Imam Khomeini, I will double check that, but that's the standard fatwa. Well, if you leave any city area and you leave that area and you stop seeing the last houses, that's the limit of that city. At that corner will be that point.
Well, I think the question is more like, does it have to be like houses in a group connected to the city or like a ranch?
Yeah, even if it's not connected still. But if you can still see the houses of that city, you're still in the city.
There
can always be
ranch
or grasslands.
And that would be counted as a house?
No, so that you are still in the city. As long as you are seeing the houses of that city.
And I think for Mill Creek it's easy, but Everett is harder, or Marysville is harder.
Because technically speaking, the 164, the Walmart exit 164, that's where basically the Mill Creek, it goes up to 164, the 128th Street, but that's where the border of Everett and Mill Creek meets, the 128th Street exit, the next exit after Walmart, on 164. So that's where the border of Mill Creek and, because, you know, there is still Everett starts and Mill Creek ends. So from there, how do you?
Yeah, if the border is meeting and you it's all connected, then.
Then you go through I-5 all the way downtown, go to the downtown Everett, and then you Highway 2, then you see the sign.
Yeah, but because I think the Everett is a different city because this population has not is not because of Seattle. It's always a city separately.
Yeah.
So if Mill Creek is growing because of Seattle.
Right. And so if
because of Everett. Because of Everett too. Because the Boeing crowd is expanding.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, but then if it's in Everett, then it should be Everett should be expanding, which it must be expanding as well.
Yeah.
But if it's expanding in a way which is connected with Seattle, it will count it with Seattle.
No, but if for instance two different cities, one are both expanding for two different reasons for their own, like one has Boeing plan, one has something else, and then they meet. Now, where do you draw the line, or how do you draw the distinction that which one is whose territory?
But the reality is the because 26 years ago, you know, when I came here, you know, when I used, so the Mill Creek is extended because of the tech.